This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Google Corporation of Mountain View, California has a little contest. Google said, and I paraphrase, "Hey, clever people, tweet us some cool ideas for what you'd do with our new electronic eyeglass frames. If you're lucky, maybe you'll be among the first to pay $1,500 to get a set of Google Glass." A regular contributor, Will Arimus, is Slate's tech blogger. So, Will, what happened?
Well, it turned out that the people who won this contest didn't necessarily have the cleverest tweets or proposals in the world for how to use Google Glass.
I saw one was the not-so-inspired, "Sign me up." That's not exactly a clever response.
Yeah, that was one of the better ones. I mean, there were a few creative ideas. There were interesting ideas. The novelist Gary Steingart was one of the people who was chosen. But there were also people who said, "If I had glass, I'd throw it at your face." Others involved profanity, bodily functions, and they won the contest.
There was one, "If I had glass, quote, I'd be an even crazier cat lady." She wins.
Yeah, I guess, you know, they found that pretty inspiring as a use of their new smart glasses.
So what, there was some report that Google had some outside group try to pick the winners or something?
Yeah, that's what they told me. They said, okay, we'll admit, Google employees didn't actually look at all of these "If I had glass" tweets. They hired some kind of independent panel. They didn't say who, to pick the winners. And it really looks like they kind of threw darts here.
All right. So is Google reacting to the fact that some of these are lame?
Yeah. So they came back after I wrote about it and a couple other people wrote about it. They came back and disqualified a couple people, saying that, oops, you know, a few slipped through the cracks. You actually can't have glass. Sorry for the confusion. But so far, they've only done that to people who actually did things like threaten violence. They haven't disqualified a lot of the other really lame entries.
Maybe among the lessons here is there are certain things that are better not outsourced.
Yeah, that's one lesson. The other lesson, David, I think, is that Google has done an amazing job of making glass seem really exclusive, creating demand and scarcity. But maybe they're not so reluctant, after all, to let people pay $1,500 for a pair of these glasses.
Indeed. Will Arimus, tech blogger at Slate. Thank you.
Thank you.